Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we continue through the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, with the topic of choosing Spirit-filled words. David writes that his mouth is filled with words put there by God's Spirit. A friend of mine years ago used to talk about God's Spirit and our need to listen to the Spirit that lives within us. And he would word it something like, if God went to all of the effort to put his Spirit within you, don't you think that he might have a few things to say at least once in a while? Now, before we go off on some crazy-sounding spiritual journey that becomes rather subjective, I think we need to start with the foundation that God says that all Scripture is God-breathed. That it's written by men, not of their own will, but that were carried along, directed by God's Spirit. If you want to grow in using Spirit-filled lives, that's a good thing to grow in as well, but grow in using Spirit-filled words, the foundational element of that, the beginning point, is becoming familiar with Scripture, which contains the words of God that have been given through His Spirit for us to learn from, to be convicted by, to be transformed through. You see, choosing Spirit-filled words comes from a life that completely digest the Word of God. Yes, God's Spirit dwells within us. He prompts us. He moves us to action. He convicts. He helps. He encourages us. The Bible talks a lot about the role of this comforter, this helper. But when we choose to ignore the Word of God, both in our time and in our following, we are completely restricted in the substance of the Spirit-filled words that we could be using. I don't know about you, but there are people that I know, and I would suspect that you know, who just seem wise beyond their years, wise beyond their education, wise beyond the world standards. And at least the ones I know, the one thing they all have in common is they are students of God's Word, not just in learning. Student probably wouldn't be a good word the way we use it today. They're disciples of God's Word. They learn and they do. They follow the instruction of Jesus to put it into practice. You see, I believe they appear to be wise beyond their education, wise beyond their years, because they're living with wisdom that comes from the Spirit-filled words of Scripture. And because they have filled themselves with God's Word, it is out of that their words are spoken. It is possible for God to, through His Spirit, to bring His Word to our mind. But at least in my experience, that happens a whole lot easier when I'm familiar with God's Word. When I've hidden His Word in my heart, when I've consumed His Word so that my mind is full. of what he has said. I don't recall a time that I've had a scripture come to mind that was useful in a particular situation that was a scripture I had never read before. There are always things that I've spent time with God putting into my life. I've spent time with God asking for His help in practicing them, in understanding them, in communicating them. You see, one element of sharing God's Word is not how much we study, it's not how much we prepare by a scholastic standard. It's by how much we spend time in God's Word. Throughout the years that I've done preaching, I've had people off and on ask, how long does it take to prepare a sermon? And my typical response is, changes from year to year. Because it's whatever years old that I am. And so the sermon that I'll share tomorrow at the North Wayne Mennonite Church, how long did it take to prepare? Well, about 57 years. God's Word has been building in my life. It's been growing in my life. It's been planted in my life by my mom and dad and by Sunday school teachers and by preachers and by leaders who said this is important enough to not only teach but to show you how it's lived. And so it's always my prayer that when I share God's Word, whether it's in these morning broadcasts or in sermons in churches, lessons somewhere, prayer teaching, I want the words to be Spirit-filled. And the best way I know how to do that is to spend time with God in His Word so that His words are the words on the tip of my tongue, so that His thoughts are the words in the recesses of my mind, so that His love is expressed in the corners of my heart. You see, this idea of Spirit-filled words is not some mystical concept. It's how the writers of Scripture were able to share with us the words that we do have. They spent time with God. They listened to God. They walked with God. We have that same opportunity. In fact, I believe we have it somewhat easier. Because as Jesus prepared to depart to this earth, as He prepared to face the death, burial, and resurrection, as He prepared to face His ascension back into heaven, He promised that He would send one that would help. He would send His Spirit, not simply to move among mankind, but to dwell within those who would come to know Christ. You see, the Spirit-filled words that we use are words that God's Spirit guides us in through the very Word of God. The Bible is this incredible book God calls it, it's living and active. There's always something in it that addresses that exactly what we need. And many times we don't know that because, well, we've not spent the time in it to discover. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to examine the words you use for scriptural content. One of the downsides of electronic media when it comes to Bible, when it comes to Scripture, is it's so easy to search for a word that, well, gives us incredible opportunity to pull Scripture out of context. To not have digested God's Word, to have not allowed His Spirit to form it in, within our life for proper usage. We read something, we hear something, we want to respond, in what appears to be a godly fashion, and so we want to use Scripture to kind of pounce on it and sometimes even beat someone over the head with. And so we'll do a quick online search, or we'll use our Bible app or whatever it is for a word that says what we want it to say. And we'll copy and paste or share that verse. And many times never read the verses ahead or behind to know if we're using it anywhere near correctly. God talks about His servant. Those who follow Him need to be those who accurately divide, accurately use the word of truth. And so in your prayer time, ask God to help you look at Scripture in the bigger picture. That your Spirit-filled words would not be forced or made up, but they would be fitting and good. Pray that you would be careful in how you use the living Word of God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've given us Your Spirit to dwell within us. You've given us words that have been passed along by Your Spirit that we can have contained in Scripture. Father, forgive us for the times that we use Your Word inaccurately. We use Your Word to pursue or to push our agenda. Forgive us when we take it out of context to try to prove something that You've never said. Father, help us to be more accurate in the way we use these Spirit-filled words. Excuse me. Father, that Your words would bring hope and healing and comfort, the conviction and challenge when needed. Father, that the living according to Your Word would not be a hunt and peck type thing, that we simply look for something that tells us what we want to hear. But Father, we would spend time daily devouring Your Word, planting it deep within our life, that we would use it accurately, that it would be shared well. Father, help us to continue to grow. When we think about choosing Spirit-filled words, may the words of Scripture constantly be brought to mind. May we listen to that still small voice that dwells within us. May we become so attuned to hearing it that it's not as still and not as small as we once thought it was. Father, as we spend time with You, may we constantly evaluate that which we sense, that which we hear, May we evaluate it according to your word to confirm that indeed it is your Spirit dwelling within us, guiding us, directing us. Father, if what we sense, what we feel, what we believe we hear does not match with your word, may we have confidence that it's not your Spirit. Your word tells us to test the spirits, to evaluate. We know that the enemy prowls about seeking to devour us. May we not fall into his traps of using words that sound appropriate which aren't. Father, today I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our communities. I pray that our use of Scripture with them and around them and in their presence would grow. That we would take your laws, your commands, your instructions, your comfort, your peace. We would talk about these things as we go about life. That Scripture isn't something that our children only hear on Sundays or Bible school times or special occasions. But that your word would be such a part of our life that it's heard and practiced throughout every day. Father, as we speak these Spirit-filled words which are guided by the very words of Scripture, may we do so in a way that lifts up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.